Well, I don't really remember because I was only sort of 10 months old, but my mum, I'm one of five children, so she sort of knew that something wasn't right having sort of other children before. I wasn't gaining weight and I was kind of having a lot of tummy pains and things like that. So she knew something was wrong and she kept taking me to the doctors, and then they finally realised that it was cystic fibrosis.
For listeners that maybe haven't come across cystic fibrosis or CF, just briefly explain what the condition is.
Oh, okay. It's a genetic condition, and it affects the lungs and the breathing and the pancreas. I get a lot of chest infections. My kind of immune system isn't as good and things like that. So it affects in all different ways. I also have diabetes because of the CF as well. So.
Okay, and how does the cystic fibrosis affect you on a day-to-day basis? Just going through your normal run-of-the-mill day, when does it impact?
Well, as soon as I wake up, really. I'm really lucky because I still live at home, and I have Mum come in the morning with a pot of tablets for me. So I have those in the morning, and then I have a nebulizer. And if I'm really chesty that day, I'll try and do a bit of physio to clear the mucus on my lungs, and then I'll have another nebulizer, and sort of have my breakfast and do all the other normal girly things like hair and makeup, and then I'm ready to go out. And then during the day, I have Creon to take every time I eat because I can't digest my food properly, and insulin for diabetes and stuff like that. And then when I get home at night, just a few more nebulizers and maybe some physio if I've got a bad chest that day. But it kind of fluctuates. I mean, one day I can be absolutely fine and the next I can be really sort of struggling. So it's really up and down. And it's also a completely hidden disability as well, because if you saw me walking down the road, you'd have no idea.
It must be difficult on a day-to-day basis. So, I mean, I suppose that leads me on to the question, why singing? There is a little bit of an unbalanced thing here, and maybe somebody with lung problems you wouldn't associate with singing, but we've all heard your single here at Able Radio Studios, and we're absolutely bowled over by it. So how did you get involved with music, and when did you first discover that you had this wonderful voice?
Well, I've just kind of sang for as long as I can remember, really. My mum heard me singing along to Disney's Aladdin when I was 5 years old, and she was like, oh my, she's really attuned for a little girl, and she's got a really strong voice. So she took me to sort of like an amateur dramatics group, and kind of went from there, really. And I did acting for a couple of years, and then as I kind of got into my teens, I realized that it was singing that I really enjoyed and what kind of really helped me cope with things.
It obviously means a great deal to you. Has the singing and the exercise of singing actually helped your cystic fibrosis?
Yeah, definitely, because a lot of the physiotherapy you have for cystic fibrosis is deep breathing and lots of breathing exercises, and obviously you're kind of doing a lot of deep breathing when you're singing, so it's really helped to keep my lungs strong. So I think I'm really lucky that the thing that I love to do is sort of helping to keep my lungs strong as well.
That's a very, very positive message to be given out. Now, you've already had, you know, you're only at the tender age of 22, but you've already done some spectacular things as a singer. Will Young singing a duet with him and singing in front of Prince William. Those must have been incredible experiences for you.
Yeah, they're just surreal. I can't even sort of believe that they happened, really. It's just crazy to think about, and I kind of look back on all I've done. I'm like, gosh, I've really done lots of my life. So, yeah, it's just amazing experiences that I've had. I've been really lucky.
Fantastic. And of course, recently we've seen the release of your debut single, which is called Hold On To Your Dreams. Quite apt, really, Bianca. How did that come about?
That sort of came about through... when I was 15, I had a wish with Starlight Children's Foundation to record a CD and to sing live, and they granted me that wish, and I now work at the charity. And my manager, John, has been to a number of Starlight events and is a really big Starlight supporter. So he was sort of like, oh, I'd like to help you out if I can, and he introduced me to Bill, who co-wrote the song, with a girl called Stephanie Dawson, and it kind of went from there, really. So Bill and John now manage me, and they've managed to sort of I've recorded the single and it's on iTunes and Amazon, and it was even at like the top of the vocal charts for a couple of days when it was first released. So I'm really proud. I mean, for someone who hasn't had the big PR machine or a record deal, I think it's done really well. So I just hope it keeps going and keeps getting better.
You said it's available on iTunes and Amazon. Mm-hmm. We'll put those details on our website if anybody is interested in purchasing this single. And let's hope we can get Bianca to number one in some charts. Any charts will do, won't it?
Yeah.
What's your ambition then? Where would you like to be, say, in a few years' time, singing-wise?
Well, obviously, the big goal would be to get a record contract. And I'm working on an album, so if those sort of two things come together at the same time, and just it's not about being a huge star. It's about singing being part of my life, and if I can make it my career, and people enjoy it, and I can inspire people with it, then that's really my goal. Is just to be given the chance to kind of give it my best shot and see where it goes.
I think if any record producers, or Simon Cowell, if he's listening, Simon, we've got a girl for you that's going to make you a million, I'm sure of it. Bianca, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thanks from everyone from Able Radio, because you really have brought a little bit of joy into our lives, and the very best of luck with your single.
Thank you very much. Thank you.